Random thought. If every generation is supposed to live longer than the one before, did Gen X accidentally break the chain and curse millennials?
They curse us, huh?
You're not a millennial, sir.
I have my millennial moments.
Yeah, like just now, apparently. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 37. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
What's been going on, man? How you doing?
Not too bad. Good weekend. Mm-hmm. Good weekend. Got to see you yesterday.
Yep.
So that was fun, going to the FIFA Fan Fest. And then today, it's just been a really relaxing, lazy day. Had a good, solid afternoon nap, and that's rare for me.
That must mean FIFA must have worn you out, huh?
It was that heat.
Yeah, the heat.
That's what wore me out was that heat. I think today I went grocery shopping and to the car wash, and I was just, after I got home, I made some dinner, or actually it would have been late lunch. Mm-hmm. Decided to do fajita tacos and ate three of those, and I was out. TV was watching me.
You know, those are the best days when you just go like and you just sleep, right? Because your body goes, hey, you can run all you want. When I say it's time to lay down, lay your ass down. And that's, I know at least once a quarter that happens to me. Like, I don't sleep more than 4, max 5 hours any given night, right? But then once a quarter, just go, the Lord says, lay down.
And you just crash out.
And it's like 8, 9 hours. It could be a whole day. It's either that or, you know, after a day when I forget that I'm no longer 21 and I start to drink heavy one night and then the next day it's gone.
Just can't hang, huh?
No, not at all. The days of doing that and then going to work the next day, that's over. You know, to call out sick if need be. You know, you got to plan these out. You got to do it on a Friday so that you have Saturday to recoup. And then Sunday you can actually get stuff done to get ready for Monday. So you got to plan this out properly. You know, there's some things out there that have people asking, is it worth it? And you got to think about this. You look at the World Cup and what these fans have been doing, right? You got the Norway fans in the middle of Times Square having these call and response looking like they're ready to go to war. But it's all peaceful and happy.
Right.
You have the Dutch Orange Bus just mobbing cities. But it's all fun and games. Then you have the Knicks that won the NBA championship. And well, you know, Americans just do it differently.
Yeah. Yeah. What's interesting is as we see the World Cup here, mm-hmm. I agree that it looks peaceful right. And it looks great. But I've been to England mm-hmm. around some people that had their favorite team and how much they despised. Hated
the other team
and their fan base, similar how we hate Eagles fans.
Yes,
right, very similar. But now that they're here in the U.S., they're doing a great job of being cool. We're the assholes.
Oh yeah, look, everybody's like, oh my god, the rest of the world is so great. It is. However, yes. Just remember the grass looks green, but you know what got it green? The shit underneath.
Yes,
yeah. It's there. It's there everywhere. You know, that's why when people like to paint the South one way, I go, no, it's the whole country. Trust me, it's there. When you go, it's the world. It's there. They're mm-hmm. good. There's good and there's bad. Just like black people, there's good and there's bad.
Watch yourself now. Watch
I'm
yourself.
Just saying, I'm letting everybody else know there's good and bad. We're not all bad.
It's just the bad ones always seem to have a camera around them. Somebody's...
Yeah, just take a look at Love Island. Damn it.
Yeah.
No, but you know, so here's the thing. The one thing I did not expect to see, I expected to see fights. I expected to see some looting, some tearing up some stuff, flipping cars over. You know, even in Canada, you know, good old Canada, they do stuff like this, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, they have. What I did not expect to see was what we did see on social with this lady who happened to be a JP Morgan Chase executive, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is no 21-year-old. This is no 28-year-old executive. This is a 40-year-old right. woman caught. Now, I like how they write this. Allegedly caught on camera.
No, she was on camera. That's her. All of her. That's her.
That was her. They were like, and here's the thing. When I first saw the story, because she was taking a limited edition Knicks theme trash can from a New York City street, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I just thought she picked up this can. And okay, you can't take government property, right? You can't take the city's property. But then you see the rest of the video where she's literally dumping the garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a question. What the hell was this executive thinking? Fandom? Or nobody's going to say anything. There are cameras everywhere in New York City.
Well, also in New York City, there's a lot of trash on the side of the road. So I don't think that it looked anything different when I was in New York. And I get it. That's how they have it set up. Put your trash out. But it's trash on the street.
Yeah, but it's in bags.
Yeah, true. It's in bags. She dumped it. She wanted the trash can. Now, I have two issues with this.
Okay.
For her, you know, any city, any city that won the championship, you'd see this type of behavior.
Right.
What you don't expect is to see someone in an executive level position that is risking losing the bag over the Knicks, over your team. I'm a Saints fan.
Losing the bag over a can.
Right. Just to have a can. Like, I'm a Saints fan. It's not worth me doing anything that dumb to risk losing my job. Now, that's my issue with her. Like, you should know better. But my other issue is J.P. Morgan Chase. Mm-hmm. Why are you letting her go? What crime did she really commit?
Littering.
If you do a background check on somebody and they have a littering charge, and you see it's because they took a trash can from they won the national championship. Yeah, that's minor. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, possession. You can have a possession charge in New York and still be fine.
Okay.
Because weed's legal there. But that's all it was. And the only reason why you fired her is not because y'all are passionate as a company and have values on your website that protect littering and trash cans. You did it because people figured out who she was and everybody started reaching out. Now, that's the thing I don't agree with anymore is that companies need to start sticking by their employees and stop firing everybody just because you got a lot of Yelp reviews.
Right.
And that gave y'all, made your company look bad. I get you got to try to say it's her fault, but God, stick by your team members.
No, here's the thing. And I know I'm the one that would be like, she should be fired, right? But I'm going to say, to your point, I have to agree with you here, that uh-oh, that seems minor, right? I think if anything, it should be for the stupidity. Because, I mean, think about this. Again, there are cameras everywhere. Why are you dumping the trash? I know you feel we're in the moment. Nobody's going to say anything. But dumping the trash on the sidewalk, wow. It's not even a plastic bag. So, now, I don't know. Was there a plastic bag in there? She could have just wrapped it, tied it, and put it on the side and then taken it all. The other thing is that she then traveled. By word, I'm hearing, allegedly traveled on the subway with this trash can, taking it to the crib. There's nothing I'm picking up off the street of New York City, human or not, that I'm taking back to where I lay my head.
Just wrench it off.
ain't that much wrenching.
It's memorabilia. You could sell that on eBay, which I think she tried to do or other people have been doing.
Right.
So there's something you can get out of that. But I agree. I'm not going to bring a trash can from out in the streets. Mm. Into my house, into my garage. I don't care who was on it, but I think the company should maybe gave her a leave of absence, let this all die down, because everyone's going to forget about this 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Nobody's that passionate about littering in New York.
Right.
New York. They're not that passionate about it that they're going to be watching this, watching her LinkedIn page to see if she's still employed there. It'll pass over. Leave of absence would be fine, but the fire makes no sense. Because to me, if that's the case, you should rerun background checks on your existing team members to see who has messed up since they've been working there that y'all just didn't know about because it wasn't on camera.
it's a lot of this backlash. I mean, the video went viral because it's just crazy, right? But the video went viral for other reasons too, because she's not the most attractive woman out there, right? And do you think that is one of the reasons why, if she was an attractive woman, would this have, it would have gone viral, but would it still, would the penalty have been the same?
I don't know. It depends. Maybe JP Morgan Chase is like, look, with this administration, we need a reason to get rid of all this DEI bullshit. And then they see this video like, got her. Now we can do it. They're trying to figure out all the different legal ways they can get away with eliminating their DEI program. So they see this go viral and they're like, yep, now we have a reason. Let her go.
So do we blame social media for this? Do we blame her for this? Do we blame JP Morgan Chase for the actions they took in this?
I think it's her fault because she has to be accountable. She did it. She did these things. That's, and I get it. It's the city has not had a championship in what, 50 something years, 53 years. Yeah. This is a big deal. Will it happen again in their lifetime?
Probably not.
Maybe. I mean, odds going back to back champs in this day, this era of NBA is slim. Mm-hmm. So I get why she did it. So I think she's wrong, but also I think JP Morgan Chase is wrong. You could have give her a leave of absence, told the public we're an investigation, but to fire her, and this is the reason, I don't agree with that.
Slightly off topic, right there with it, how long do you celebrate the championship? When your team, because your team going all the way, and you've actually seen your team win a Super Bowl, so that's good.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
is why I can actually ask you this question. Yeah. Had it been before Sean Payton got to New Orleans, I wouldn't even bother to ask you. However,
right.
the run-up to it is exciting. You get to the Super Bowl, you win it. So your team mm-hmm. is the championship, just like her team won the NBA championship. Now, mm-hmm. how long do you bask in the glory? And when do you get back to, okay, that was fun?
I can't speak for everyone else, so I'll speak for myself. The Saints won the Super Bowl in 2010. I'm going to say at least 17 years because I'm still going to celebrate it next year in 2027. So at least 17 years. Every year, every time the season starts, the Saints I think about are the old school Sean Payton Saints, Reggie Bush, Drew Brees, you know, Deuce McAllister, like that's what I'm thinking every time the season starts. I remember it and it's exciting. And I put on my jersey because I didn't buy a jersey until the Saints won.
Right.
You know, actually before, no, it was no, the Saints won their championship. After that, I bought my first jersey. So at least 17 years.
That is not what I expected to hear, but okay. Hey, appreciate you hanging out with us. Whether you're watching this first as one of the regulars or watching this later as one of the randoms, thank you, thank you, thank you. As we're on our way on a mission to 10K, we need your help. Do us a favor. First, hit that like button. Then, subscribers. Yes, we know some people are watching, haven't hit the subscribe button yet. Hit that subscribe button and then hit the bell for some notifications.
Don't. And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell. Yeah, there's a QR code in the upper left corner.
We got to get that story time soon, man. Another one's got to come up. You know, if you've made it this far, do us a favor and drop the comment, the word, shall we go with trash? Or drop the trash can emoji.
Trash. Trash can emoji or trash.
And to all of our podcast fam, listen to your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And feel free to show your support IRL in real life by visiting RGRT Pod merch store. That QR code is above Terrell's left shoulder. And the link is in the description, or you can hit that QR code. Thank you in advance for your support. You know, there are people who will say that that New York Knicks fan went too far.
Mm-hmm.
There are others who will say, now, that's relative, because I think this may have gone a little further. And it's a woman who just pleaded guilty, right? Miss Bell pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of eavesdropping using an electronic device. And when you hear that, sounds pretty harmless, right?
That depends. Because when I hear eavesdropping electronic devices, I immediately go to nanny cams.
Really?
You know, or like, yeah, like private investigator cams. Like somebody has a stuffed animal on their nightstand. I'm just like, what's that about?
Right.
That's just a stuffed animal. Let me see it.
Let me see the eye. Why is it doing this?
Yeah. Why is it zooming in on me? Why is it doing that?
I see the iris getting bigger. What's going on? Yeah. Well, it's funny you should say that because that's exactly kind of what it was. Not a nanny cam, but the Ring cams. And, you know, the people have Ring cams on the outside. They have them on the inside. And, you know, it's all for safety. But this woman is there. All of a sudden hears his voice. Realizes it's her fiance's ex-wife. She had over 700 hours of video from their cameras.
700 hours. In my mind, I was like, okay, if she did 1 hour a day, that's 2 years.
I'm sure it's more than an hour a day.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, God, I wonder how many hours. I'm like, just, what did she do with her time? Just watch.
Right.
And wait.
And what is it? Here's the thing, though. How violated must you feel knowing somebody's been peeking in the whole time, right?
Yeah.
And this is an ex-wife. And one of the things that a lot of people were asking and saying in the comments are like, hey, well, why didn't they change? Why didn't he change the passwords? Of course, the man's going to get the blame. Why didn't he change the passwords? First of all,
it was his house.
They're not in the same house that he was in with the ex-wife. This is because the fiance has spoken on this. Like, no, this was our house, a new house, right? The cameras were installed there. The passwords, yes, the passwords were changed. This woman hacked in using the man's Amazon Prime account.
So not all passwords were changed.
You know what? Or his passwords are too damn easy. She just kept going up one, up one, up one. Got it.
See, me being the kind of the control freak I am, I would struggle, like, how could this happen? I have on my phone, under my list of contacts, says passwords. And I know every account that I have, and I have little clues. I won't put what the password is, but I have certain clues on it that I know exactly what that one is. And if I had a joint account with somebody that they had access to it, I'm changing that first.
Right.
Like your Amazon one, I mean, that if y'all could both order off, this is why I don't like all those joint accounts and joint Facebook groups or joint Facebook pages, you know, where Mr. and Mrs. such and such is the name of the Facebook page. No, I don't like having all that commingled stuff separated.
What's wrong with thinking long term? We together. This is what it is.
It's great. We don't need to have each other's passwords. Like I see that on LinkedIn all the time. Somebody will post, hey, just want to let you know such and such. You're like, wow, how did you get access to this LinkedIn? Yeah, the password.
So, God forbid something happens to you. Nobody can post on your socials to let your friends and, well, I wouldn't say friends and family, but, you know, friends and followers know what's going on with you.
You would. Something happened to me, you would do at least one last, you know, until you found a replacement, you would do a video. Not saying the pod will go away, but you'd do a video. Just let everybody know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's with deep sadness that I have to announce.
You know, you did that so well. Could you write that out for me just in case?
If you want to know what happened to Turo, once we get to 10,000 subscribers, I will tell you all the details.
And the story time begins. It was a white woman. And I know in the comments it will start, I knew it.
Told him. Dr. Umar was right.
He told him to get some braids. Trust the braids. Trust the braids. Have you ever had somebody record you and you didn't know about it? Or have you ever recorded anybody and they didn't know?
Okay. First question. I didn't know they did, but to my knowledge, no. Second question. That's the setup.
I'm sorry. He's not going to answer.
Yeah.
That's the setup. Okay.
Fifth.
I just seen the ball for it. That's all.
I don't have any recording devices inside my house.
Yeah.
I do have a Ring cam, so I record, you know, movement at the front door, packages.
Yeah.
I don't have it inside my house. But for this reason, the fact that people can hack into cameras and all that, I don't want to have all that stuff in my house because you just never know.
Right.
Who could be watching you do whatever.
True.
You know, so it would freak me out. Even if I went to someone's house that I was dating, for example, and let's say she had cameras inside based on her security system, I would have a whole lot of questions. Or I'd just say, hey, why don't you come to my house? You stay over there. Come over here.
I remember walking into this house one day, walked into the room, and there was a camera set up. I'm like, hey, what's that? And why is it facing the bed?
Oh, okay.
Start asking questions.
So what you're saying is there's a tape out there somewhere.
Nope.
Okay, Ray J.
I promise you there is. Because I got it.
Yeah.
I cut it up. Ripped it apart, threw it away in many different places, burnt it, all that.
I hope so. I could even watch. I'd be like, that's the face I make when I do.
This is one of them old camcorders. It wasn't good footage.
That's what I look like? No.
Which, by the way, really? There's a certain... I'm not going to tell that story. Never mind. And that was not my story to tell. I'll leave that one alone. It's not yours either. But
okay, good. Yes. But
so on a more serious note, though, I mean, because you've been in management for a while and you've had to sit down with employees.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had somebody come in and you see them sit the phone down and start where you're like, I bet you're recording this conversation.
Mm. No, I haven't. But since the pandemic, when everybody's working from home, that was something I had to pay a lot of attention to because people would do it because you're on Teams.
Right.
And so they record you that way. You know, even if you're about to fire them, you got HR on with you, they're recording the whole thing.
Right.
And they start asking questions. And based on what they're asking, that lets me know you're trying to set me up. This is why I'm going to keep this straight to the talking points.
Yes.
And that's it. Well, Tara, help me understand this. As I mentioned before, Yana, right. We've had multiple conversations about your performance.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't improved. And today is going to be your last day. Okay, but Terrell, remember that time we went drinking? No, I do not, Yanni, because today's your last day, though.
It's the same. I noticed that those in power don't use a lot of words in emails. And understand what, because you, remember, you typed, but let me make sure I explain this. Well, if they say this, I'm going to say this. And you start answering questions before they ask, then now you open up a whole nother floodgate. So yeah, to your point, though, and you're very careful with the emails when people do send those back and you could tell when somebody's fishing for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen somebody try to do it just because of the way it's positioned on a desk.
Right. Yeah. No. Here's the deal. If they have, I didn't know about it, but I'm very aware and cautious of that when I'm talking to people through video calls that they could be recording. I don't joke. We're not that tight.
Yeah.
There's certain things I'll only say in person.
Right.
And say in person, I can pull you aside, but man, this is MF. You know, we can talk crazy, but over Teams,
because you don't need that showing back up later. Look, one thing we learned not to have, we were blessed not to have the camera phones all around while we were doing all of our dirt. We've had to learn how to escape them as well. Speaking of generations and the way all the things have changed, man, if every generation is supposed to outlive the one before, did Gen X accidentally break the chain and curse millennials? Because for generations, life expectancy generally trended upward, right? Better medicine, vaccines, even though that's become a curse word since the pandemic, safer workplaces, improved living conditions. This meant that kids often outlived their parents. Then along comes Gen X and millennials, and suddenly the trend started looking shaky. And I say this because, this popped up to me because something came up and somebody ended up in the hospital. I'm like, man, only so young. I'm like, wait a minute. started thinking about it, the people I keep hearing, when you hear about Fat Man Scoop and, you know, these celebrities that are just dropping left and right, and they're not old.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're supposed to be living till old. And I just mm-hmm. put this in, I'm like, hey, is Gen X outliving baby boomers?
You know, I'm no historian, so I've not done a lot of research on this.
Right.
But I do believe that a lot of what we're seeing in Gen X today has been around. It's just the fact that you didn't have news that can travel as fast today as you did in the 30s and 40s, where young people dying in their teens and 20s, you know, in the early 1900s. Yes. You know, black ones due to racism. But outside of that, dying, right? But it happens. So I think we just see it so much now because we get news travel so quick that it seems like it's bigger than what it, just my thought. I think nothing all that's been happening, but we just hear it more.
Not even talking teens or even in the 20s, because when you're thinking of the health issues, right? And like, take for instance, you know, 40 was old. When we went to college, 40 was old. Hell, 30 was old, right? but when you got to 30, you're like, oh, this is still young. And you get to 40, you're like, yeah, 40's the new 30, right? But we look younger. George Jefferson wasn't old. The Golden Girls weren't old. Like, they look ancient now, and you're like, Jesus. But so we look younger. But at the same time, you've got people in their 40s, in their 50s, dying from health concerns. And I just wonder, did our lifestyle go such a way? Was it all the alcohol that we decided to consume? And then now everybody, you know, there's a complaint that people are not drinking as much alcohol. And is that going to help the next generation behind us? Or am I just stretching and reaching here?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's a stretch. I think that if I look at, you know, my parents' lifestyle, they didn't live a healthy lifestyle. My dad smoked till he died. Now, I saw that growing up, and I thought to myself, okay, I want to be healthier. Don't worry, I still smoked. Mm-hmm. So I still picked up that habit that my dad had.
Right.
And I smoked for probably like 30 years. Mm-hmm. But what I did was I noticed I eat a little bit healthier than what my parents did. I'm into a lot more supplements than what my parents did. I'm into more self-care than what they did back then. And not that there wasn't self-care available, it's just something you just didn't think about. You grind it, you worked, you got kids, you're raising a family. You don't have that time to say, I'm gonna have a me day. I'm gonna take, you couldn't call that, I need a mental health day. You couldn't do that.
Right.
Back in their era.
Mental health was, mental health.
Yeah.
Just even therapy alone.
And right.
I was guilty of that part too. Didn't even think about it. Like, no, that's not, we don't do that. That's for those people. We don't do that. And
we need it.
Yeah. And that's the part right there. Right. And I think it's now becoming more of a norm. And I think it was a good thing, but is that going to help the next generation then outlive us? Because is our generation, the generation right behind us, cooked because of the way that we went up? Or are we just looking at it wrong and is this the panic? Are we just hitting the panic button too early?
I don't know what all the indicators are that would lead them to feel that there's some concern. I think we're hitting the panic button a little early. Mm. Are millennials different? I just think they struggle with a whole lot more stuff that we just had to overcome. We had to deal with it and move forward. And I think they were sheltered from it. Maybe that's what it is, that the Gen Xers that grew up, that you got bullied and picked on when you had your kid, you put a whole halo and, you know, umbrella around them to where they never had to experience it. If someone said anything, you try to make them feel a different way about it than what we had to go through, and just say, hey, they don't like you, go find some other friends.
You know, it's funny to say, because I remember the times when growing up, being like, when I have kids, I'm not going to do this, because our parents were so strict on us, right? Well, the problem is, when people in our age bracket started having kids too young, and they still had that mindset, to your point, they put the halo around, we get the participation trophies, and now we're getting these kinds of things, right? But Gen Z seems to kind of like trying to break this curse with mental health. They're treating it like we treated physical health, right? Like, because mm-hmm. we decided to stay healthy, stay active. That was our generation. Gen Z's treating mental health that way, right? They just need to get their ass out the house and mentally walk around the neighborhood too. But the 80-hour work weeks. Remember, work, get a job, go to college, get a job, grind. I was jealous that behind us, they were taught more about entrepreneurship than go get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now think about this. And I remember working on my my doctoral thesis. I was talking about like, hey, it's about quality of life. So how do you do certain things in the office? And one of the things was, hey, maybe it's working every other Friday, you have a 3-day weekend, right? These are the things that folks are looking for. This is why people don't want to go back to the office, because quality of life. Why do I got to go in 5 days a week? We did it because guess what? We had to. Did we know there was another way, or did we just figure there wasn't?
Well, no, we had to, but I think this is where Gen Z loses me when it comes to this type of stuff. Mental health, I'm an advocate for that. Totally get it. Seeking therapy, I get that. There's so many other ways to, I don't want to say do drugs. There's so many other ways to do things where it's not just alcohol and drugs. You can do, there's CBD. There's all these different natural deals. There's microdosing. There's all these different things that this generation's figured out. They don't smoke. They smoke less cigarettes, but they're vaping more. But we don't know what's going to be the negative impact. Yeah, negative impact of that. But they lose me when it comes to the concept of work. Because I get the 80-hour work week, you know, especially if you grew up in a household where your parents worked, everybody's grinding, and you want to have a family where you can be at home with your kids and all that. It's possible. But the challenge is with the cost of housing, inflation, the way you make money is working and working more sometimes. Mm-hmm. To move up to make a lot more money, if you want to make $150,000 a year, you can't focus on work-life balance and quality of life. You know what I mean? And if you did, for example, you could be a software engineer making $150,000 a year. Well, actually, pre-AI, you could be making that kind of money being a web developer, but you still worked. And you might have a Saturday where something crashes and you got to hop online, you got to fix it. It's not so much, hey, well, you know, it's 3:00, I'm off.
My office hours.
That generation doesn't like, yeah, that generation to me, it just doesn't like to work. Now, I get the cutting off toxic jobs, relationships, environments. Mm-hmm. I do agree with that, what Gen Z is doing, but they are some of the laziest people that I have seen in the workforce. They want to just come out, be great without putting a whole lot of work into it. And they want to make good money without having to put in the time it takes to do that.
But you also have to credit them with not just taking the crap that a lot of people before did, with the boss just coming yelling, yah, 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 you know, throwing stuff and all that crap. And there is a difference.
There is a difference, but also I think what fixed a lot of that, I wouldn't give Gen Z credit for that.
No,
I would give technology credit for that. Because now you can communicate about what it's like to work at your workplace. you can talk about Glassdoor. You could be on a Teams call with a video camera and record your boss berating you and then put that out on YouTube. So, I mean, I think technology has made employers go, hey, I can't be this type of asshole.
Yeah.
Publicly.
You know, the interesting thing, and it's funny you're saying that too, because they have a lot of other things Gen Z has, like, you know, of course, all the screen time. We don't know what that's going to do to them. We there's a lot of speculation as what it's doing. The social media pressure you talked about, the not being able to socialize as well as, because remember, before the dating apps, you used to have to go out and meet somebody, you know, stalk them in the grocery store or something, right? So, are they actually healthier, mentally healthier, everything, or just stressed differently?
I can't say they're mentally healthier. I think they stress differently, but I also think that because they're so used to things being on screen, they can't handle real-time, in-person adversary stress or rejection.
Right.
Like any of those type of deals. They can do it through the screen. Somebody blocks you. Somebody unfollows you.
Right.
Somebody unfriends you. You go, oh, that's bullshit. You know, but you're at home. You're in your safe space. But publicly, someone comes in your face saying, you know, I just don't like you. Just don't like you. I don't think you're a good person at all. You know, sorry. I just don't. We have nothing in common. I don't want to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can handle that level of rejection. I think that's what Gen Z people will struggle with.
Yeah. Well, you know, to your point, what if Gen Z didn't break the chain? And what if millennials are simply the first generation forced to pay the bill for the decades of bad habits? Because these bad habits have been growing all along. The processed food, the stress, the hustle culture. And Gen Z, after watching all of us struggle, decided, hey, we ain't playing it that way. This is what we're going to do. We're going to be different. And you got nothing to say about it because we're still going to stay in your house. We ain't moving out no more. Because remember, we were quick to get out of the house. Like, y'all got to get the hell out.
Yeah, but we could afford it back then.
True.
These kids, they can't afford it. True. And you can be a parent and say, my parents, you didn't have a choice. You were going to get out. You had to figure it out. Well, as a parent now, how do you put your kid out? They just graduated college.
Yeah.
They have no real work experience yet because mm-hmm. you want to give them the full college experience that they should be able to know what that's like compared to those of us that had to work to get through college. They got a chance to do all that. Now they're trying to get their first job. It's hard to get hired. There's so many people in the workforce. You kick them out?
True.
A one-bedroom apartment, what, $1,200, $1,300?
Yeah.
In an average neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's above the hood.
Yeah.
Average neighborhood.
It's tough out there. Well, look, do us a favor. In the comment section, whether you're Gen Z, millennial, or Gen X, let us know your thoughts on this. Look, for the Gen Xers, did we break that cycle? Millennials, did y'all just follow in the footsteps? What's happening, right? Let us know your thoughts on this, how you feel about this. Was the chain broken, and is there a way to repair it, right? Hit us in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. Before we get out of here, man, I saw this, and I thought you might actually like it because I know how much you love kids on airplanes. And I saw that this Japan Airlines is marking seats where infants are expected to be sitting during seat selection. So you go and you're like, not that one. You can move because you can see where the babies are going to be. Good?
Well,
it doesn't even matter.
Love it. Take my money. I would pay extra if I could make sure I was guaranteed a seat where there were no kid that was going to sit around me. Yes. I would pay for that. And there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. No one can be, well, this is not fair. No, it is fair. Mm-hmm. It's just because you had a kid. That was your choice. I had nothing to do with that. It's not my kid. I didn't ask you to have a kid. I didn't participate in you having a kid. You did that. I shouldn't have to sit there and deal with it because for those of us that don't have kids, mm-hmm. we don't give a shit. And I get other people who have kids, like you have a child.
Yeah.
So if you see someone else struggling with the baby, you're like, I remember when I had to do that. And, you have a level of empathy for them mm-hmm. because you know what they're going through.
Yeah.
I don't have that and I don't care. So I don't need to sit by that. And then the other awkward part is, you know, if it's not like a baby, mm-hmm. It could be maybe a, you know, 4-year-old that wants to talk to you and wants to like look at you. And I'm like, I don't want to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. This is nothing to do with me at all. He's just being friendly. Yeah, he's just being friendly. Hi, what's your name? I have a story. I sat by a kid once and I wasn't supposed to happen. Mm. I'll tell the quick version of it. Going to Oklahoma City. We went from Austin to Houston Hobby, ate at Papa Do's in Hobby Airport. Get on the plane. I'm like, I'm looking forward to my drink ticket and get a wild turkey and it's going to be good. I sit in my favorite seat. It's like row 9 window seat. And this guy is sitting in the aisle seat. And so you're sitting there. All of a sudden, the door closes. This is on Southwest. The door closes. And you realize no one's in the middle seat. I'm like, yes, that is awesome. Then the flight attendants make an announcement. Excuse me, we have a passenger and her child that they want to sit beside, you know, sit together. We'll give you a free drink if you move. The dude gets up and moves. And I said, you bastard. So then this lady comes and her son sits in between in the middle seat. He's 12. And I'll tell you how I know he's 12. He sits in the middle seat. And I'm just like, okay, it's not a baby. It's just a 12-year-old. I'm good. So I'm sitting there, I got my ear pods on and watching something, waiting to take off. And you know how they cut the lights out? This is an evening flight, so they cut the lights out. He was trying to reach the light so he could like read, and he couldn't reach it. And so I said, hey, I got it for you, big guy. I pressed the button for him. And he said, oh, thank you. And his mom goes, thank you so much. starts with the mom. The mom's like, are you from Oklahoma City? I'm like, no, I'm going for work. Oh, who do you work? Where do you work? I said, I work for Whole Foods. And Whole Foods was opening a store in Oklahoma City. So it was the talk of the town.
Yeah.
She's, oh my God, I love Whole Foods. My friend's son, he has celiac and da da da. And like all the stuff I don't care anything about. I work in HR. I have none to do with products, whatever. So I'm just like, okay, this is great. And she said they just got back from Disney World because it was his birthday. And then I find out that the dad is sitting in the back, and I bet he's having a cocktail, happy as hell.
No, that was him that was sitting there.
So then the kid starts telling me about, have you been to Disney World? Da-da-da. He's like, they got roller coasters, and he's animated. I'm just like, oh, yeah, like I've seen roller coasters. Not that exciting to me. Calm it down. So then I'm dying here. And the people in front of me are doing this where they're like looking back to see my face.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh God, this is my hell. So the flight attendant comes, I hand her a drink coupon. So I'll take a wild turkey, please. Little kid looks at me, goes, whiskey, huh? I was just like,
you want it? You're gonna have it neat on the rock, sir.
Yeah. And so I was just like, what in the hell? Then he says, yeah, my dad drinks whiskey. The mom goes, yeah, he drinks Jack Daniels. And the kid goes, no, he drinks General Jack. And then the kid asked me, hey, do you know how to make a sex on the beach? I was like, what? He goes, I do. I make them for my mom all the time. And he would not stop talking to me. And I was just like, I was so agitated.
And after whiskey and sex on the beach, my mom and dad, they have sex in the living room.
I was so agitated that I couldn't wait to get off this plane. And literally people are looking at me and I'm like trying to keep it together. Plane lands and I just can't wait to get away from this kid. And this little boy looks at me. He goes, hey, I know I'm a lot. I know that about me, but you're really nice and I appreciate it. Oh. And I was just like, you little scamp. Just want to rub his head. Get out of here. But again, if I knew that there was a kid going to be sitting in that seat, I could pick a seat where I know there's guaranteed I'm not going to sit by a kid. I won't have to worry about it. But I still hate that mom and the husband that sat in the very back and enjoyed his beer watching on that flight and left me talking to their 12-year-old son.
Well, here's the thing about that 12-year-old son. At least he was self-aware.
Yes, he was.
At the end. He wasn't going to tell you that happened to that flight. Because you might be like, yes, you are, and go to sleep. He's like, I need somebody to talk to because mama don't want to talk to me no more.
I'd appreciate a heads up. Hey, sir, look, let me just tell you right now before we take off, I'm a problem. You're going to have to tell the thing.
You're like, ding, flight attendant. Yes.
Then I can move. Move.
I don't think you're the only one that's going to pay that extra money for that, but I just think it's going to be funny because here's the thing about this. I can see this is great if you book your flight last, but you book your flight and somebody books with a kid after you, you're going to be upset when they sit next to you and you pay the extra money. I can see the complaints happening already.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't think there was a kid that could be sitting here. That's a good call out. Well, with the airlines, when you got to pick your seat.
Yeah.
Might not be bad then. Because like with Southwest, you didn't have to. Now that they do, when I book a flight there, I can either pick my seat now or I can pick my seat when I check in.
Right.
If I wait till I check in, then I can go, oh, there's a kid there. There's a kid there. I'm going to take this seat.
You could do that. And technically, you could always go back and change your seat. At least on Delta, you could.
Yeah.
So there's that. Well, you know what? I think you may have solved it. We got a match. Tara Linda, baby. Seat picking.
No. Tara Linda, baby. No. Mismatch.
Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. You've made it this far. Do us a favor. Please leave the word baby in the comment section. And hey, would this be something that you would pay extra for? Seriously, to be able to identify babies. Or what else would you like to be notified of on a flight so that you can make sure, you know, let me switch my seat right now.
Hippies.
I would have switched mine in this last flight I had to take.
I guess it's like, are you like a granola kind of hippie? Am I going to smell the Truly oil for these 2 hours?
I'm not going to say what's right at the tip of my tongue. I'm going to leave it alone and say, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Ciao.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.